Bank of Cardiff, how may I direct your call?
Ruben, please.
Who's calling, please?
Doug Hoff with Credibly.
Hey, Doug, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruben. Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Let's bring up this file. Thanks for giving me a call back.
No problem. Sorry about Friday. I was driving in traffic with a cop right next to me, and I was afraid to...
No, dude. No worries. I'm really, like I said, I just kind of want to learn this, because a lot of this information does get disseminated through me, and the more that I know, then I can learn once and then hopefully not have to bother you again.
So this is on the Cheikh Dorat deal?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. I have it pulled up here, too.
So let me ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Do Credibly transactions require financials, or is it just due to deal size?
Due to deal size. If it's anything over 150,
okay,
we have to have financials. 150 or less, we do not.
Okay. And then self-prepared is fine, like a two, just whatever they generate off their books, right? Do deals get killed? I mean, obviously, we don't change financials. They are what they are, but do deals get killed if there's something wrong with them?
Not necessarily. Basically, the only time we'll ever have a hiccup is, let's say, for example, the guy has rental payments of $4,000 a month.
Huh?
And then we look at his 2015 tax returns, and it shows he only pays $2,000 a month. So if there's conflicting information like that, it won't kill it. It'll raise questions.
Okay.
I've only had that happen once. But basically, the tax returns is just to make sure the guy is filing and that after we fund, IRS isn't going to come in and say, hey, this guy hasn't filed in 10 years. We're slapping a big, huge tax lien on there, take out of his account, and to affect his repayment.
So I'm going to actually
make sure he's filing.
I'm going to ask a question after this. This is an equipment finance customer of ours. The second question I have is this. We have their two, I think we ran into this issue just on the equipment side of things, but we didn't need it. They filed their 2014. I have their 2014. I can send you their 2014. I do not know if they filed their 2015. So does that mean I send you an extension, or will that be a deal killer?
Would prefer to send an extension. No, it's not a deal killer. We'd prefer to have the 2015 extension, just because then we can connect the dots. Versus just saying, hey, or here's 2014. I just didn't want to give you 2015 because I was afraid it was going to kill the deal. I mean, not saying that, but that's the perception.
Okay, no.
So
then I'm going to ask you another question. If they have filed their 2015, do you also want a profit and loss and balance sheet for that period?
Profit and loss, yes.
Okay. So let's kind of go over that for the period if they haven't filed their 15s, correct?
Right.
Okay. So let's go over this and kind of I can look through it. So I've got this little deal center here. Now, is 15 months the only term available on this loan?
That's the longest term. The longest term we can go on this one.
So 15. how would you figure out a shorter term is the question.
If you go into the offer talk later, I don't know if you have the offer in front of you.
I do.
You can click on a view calculator or click on the deal center.
Bear with me. I'm not used to your system. So I go here and it says...
Offer, there should be a hyperlink when the offer was sent over that says Deal Center.
Yeah, it says Recap, Retail Capital. Let's see if... Deal Center. Okay, so I'm going to click the Deal Center. Perfect. All right, I'm bringing
the Deal
Center,
and I'm clicking it, and I'm clicking the same thing. So I'm looking at what you're going to be looking at.
It says offer calculator at the top right hand, Credibly at the left, and then below that commercial finance. Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Cool.
So what you can do is you see loan amount. If you wanted to reduce the loan amount, you see a little orange thing. You can just pull that back. It'll take the loan amount down. Same thing with the daily payment. Same thing with commission if you guys choose to. And for terms, if you wanted to go lower term, I think the offer amount might go down if you went lower term. If you went down, yeah, I think it would. So if you went lower than 15, it might. But let's say, for example, you wanted the 176.56 is my max. Let's say you only wanted it on 13 months for whatever reason.
Okay.
Just let me know, and I can check it, see if we can get it there. Usually, go ahead.
Let me ask a question. So if I reduce this loan amount just so I can learn, and I reduce it to, say, $30,000, I still don't see a shorter term available.
Well, here, let me just see. Why is I pulling up? Because in... Let me just see, because it should show. It should show, because I don't know if you saw in the offer, we go 15, 14, 13, 12. It goes all the way down. So let me just do one more thing real quick here and see what happens. For some reason, it's just pulling up 15. It should be pulling up all the terms that are listed on what I'm looking at. So I'm just trying to pull something up here.
And it's not possible.
15, 14, 13, 12. I mean, we go all the way down to 6.
Correct. It's not possible to do 18 months on this, correct?
Right. 15 months is the max term because of the deal. I can check. It would be an exception, but I could check and do it. And see what happens.
Okay.
If you want.
So,
I'll check in the 18-month term.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if you could. So let's kind of discuss this. So that's a separate issue to me. I just want to figure out the pricing. So this comes with Amy was telling me if you go below 9% or below, somehow the origination fee can get reduced. Can you walk me through that, basically?
Yeah, well, what I can do is basically now we're doing it. Typically, here's what we did in the past. So I'll tell you what we did in the past, and that's what I talked to Amy on. So, for example, let's say you make it 12. And you say, I don't want the origination fee. The merchant's just being a pain in the ass on it. What do I need to do to get rid of that? And typically in the past, if you were making 12, we reduce it 2.5, which is the origination fee, to get rid of it. So you'd be at 9.5% commission, but there would be no origination fee.
Oh, so you're still charging 12 points, but there's no origination fee.
Right. So we would actually make 9.5% commission versus 12%.
No, let me make sure I walk through that. So I have this daily calculator, okay? So
right.
I have the 176. I want to make sure I understand it. I have the 176,600. If it's full, if it's 12% commission, which is your max, the daily payment is 738.1. The
right.
factor is a
right.
138. That comes with a 2.5% commission fee. So walk me through.
Origination fee.
Sorry, okay. Origination fee.
Let me just basically pull it down to 9.5%.
9.5.
So you take you know where it says a commission. So we take that to.
A 1355.
Yep.
Now,
and we'll get rid of the origination.
So we're reducing 2.5 points, and you're reducing your 2.5% origination fee.
Right.
Oh,
right.
So it's basically a real partnership. You're saying, hey, look, if you're willing to cut it thin on this one, 2.5%, we'll also waive our O fee.
Right.
Oh, okay. So effectively, the vendor in this case. The customer is saving a 2.5, almost a little more than 5% because of time value. They're saying they're
right.
saving a 2.5% O fee, and okay, perfect. And we're just because you're going to your brokers and your partners and saying, hey, look, guys, you got to be fair here. If you're gonna, if you want us
right.
to reduce O fee, you got to not have so much profit in the deal.
Right.
So, okay,
exactly.
that's awesome. That's actually really cool. So then
right.
what I think we're gonna do on this deal. So if I charge 9.5% or less, we can just waive the origination fee.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And that,
yeah,
and it's
okay.
basically 2.5 for you guys, 2.5 for us. Perfect.
Okay. Yep, exactly. So we're both taking hits on it.
Awesome. Cool. Next
right,
question
cool.
for you. So, so that's actually really, really helpful. And it's you guys do a 22-day-a-month payment, correct?
Correct.
This customer currently has weekly. Do you does Credibly offer weekly? I'm not trying to push you. I just want
yep.
to understand.
Yep. So on a case-by-case basis, but this one, based on what I'm looking at, and just, again, don't take this to the bank, but I'm 99.9% sure I'd get you a weekly on this.
Yeah, because they have a weekly currently. So let me do this.
Yeah.
So now that I understand it, so this is perfect. So now I'll disseminate this. Hey, guys, on Credibly Deals, if you want an OP wave, you don't get it automatically. Pick up the phone or shoot Doug an email. Say, hey, look, we're going to 9.5 or less. And the reason why I'll tell you that to give you a little insight to us is almost all of our transactions really don't have, not all of ours, but a lot of our programs don't have O fees. And we have this relationship with other lenders where they say, hey, look, here's how I have to price it out. So that's a really useful tool for us. I'm not saying we'll always use it. If you want to check and see if you get 18 months, just if I get any.
I
think
the 18 months. And then I'll check on the weekly. I'll check
I think, and we're gonna present this offer and hopefully get one on the board for you guys.
Okay. And then, in order to get you the weekly, I mean, I'll see if it qualifies for the weekly. But in order to actually get you, we send you a separate addendum. Let's say I get the weekly approved, I send you a separate addendum, or we can DocuSign, send a DocuSign for you to the merchant.
Yeah.
Let's say you, but you have to select what contract amount you're doing. You follow me? So
I would just email you on this one, just so there's no hiccups and it's a big deal. I would just email to you and say, Doug, here's what we do. So let me do this. If you want to see if you can do 18, I don't even honestly think, I don't know the answer, but I'm just trying to cover all bases. Let me, now that I understand the OFI, let me have us reach out to the merchant, and then I'll look for a call or email from you.
Okay, perfect.
So
I'll get back to you.
We'd be at a 1355 with just no OFI. Perfect. And 9.5 points. Perfect.
Okay, let me get back to you on both, and it should be shortly. Thanks, Ruben.
Awesome.
I'll talk to you soon, bud.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Yep.